we learn in the book of Proverbs, if you see a man wise in his own eyes, there is more hope of a fool than of him. A holy rabbi came to a town to visit, and the whole town, led by their most honored scholars, turned out to see him, to see this man of God. As for the saintly guest himself, he didn't as much as turn his face to them. He simply stood looking through a window at a certain high mountain in the distance. Those who had assembled had longed to hear at least some holy thoughts, at least some teachings from his holy lips. But he remained silent in his place, in intense meditation. Now, amongst those present, there was a certain young man whose scholarship and distinguished lineage were equaled only by his own arrogance and conceit. He was always ready to show everyone his vast knowledge and engage in debate over the revealed and hidden meanings of the Tanakh, the scriptures. He became angry because the holy rabbi was not showing the assembled scholars the anticipated honor and reverence which was their due in his opinion. This was too much for the young man to swallow. "Esteemed sir," he began, "would you perhaps be so good as to explain why you are gazing so intently at that hill, which is, after all, only a pile of dust?" "That is precisely what amazes me," replied the holy rabbi. "How can a pile of dust blow itself up so mightily until it becomes a proud mountain?" There was silence, and the arrogant, conceited young man learned a lesson that day, as he remembered, where it is written in the book of Proverbs, "Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. May all of your tales end with shalom, peace."